a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Shauna Cheshire with me. She has been a nurse for 25 years and is now studying to be a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. Nancy Lord is here, former Utah Republican National Committee woman and member of the Bluffdale City Council. And Susan Wood is my guest, Director of Communications for the Utah League of Cities and Towns. We saw this week Liz Cheney lose her race in Wyoming to hold on to her seat in the House of Representatives. But as she was giving her concession speech, she hinted at further engagement in politics in some form. And there are some people speculating that she may take a run at the presidency herself, which had me thinking, you know, if so many people, it seemed, had assumed that the first female president would be a Democrat. Maybe the first female president will be a Republican. And I just wondered if the three of you had any feelings at all about the possibility of a Liz Cheney candidacy for president and just about what that would mean for politics in general. Where should we start? Susan, may I impose on you? What do you think?
I think Liz Cheney has been very, okay, people are going to hate me for this. I think she's been very noble in sticking to her cause and what she truly believes inside. What she's done has been something that has thrust her in a position, in a no-win situation, as we've just seen in the election. I don't think she could proceed on a path to the presidency by continuing to look backward. And I think with any candidate, they need to look forward at what they can do for, you know, bringing the nation together, for one. But it's got to be a path forward, not a path backward.
Yeah. Do you ever see her changing parties and running as a Democrat or an independent, perhaps, rather than as a Republican? Because it's hard to picture her getting the Republican nomination after she was so, you know, decisively defeated in Wyoming. Not that Wyoming is necessarily a good example of the total electorate, but what do you think?
From what I can see, she's really on board with the Republican platform till you hit on a couple of key controversial issues, and that makes her seem like she's not a Republican in some eyes. So I don't think she would change parties. What do I know?
Yeah. Well, and me too. It's just an opinion, but I should go to you, Nancy, because you are the Republican expert here on the panel. What do you think when you look at how she exited and just about her future in general?
Well, she obviously didn't exit by choice, unless you say that by taking a strong stand in a way that would be against the majority of her constituency wasn't a choice. That was a choice. Understanding the process for how we nominate, for how we choose the Republican nominee for president, I would say she has a 0% chance of ever becoming the nominee. So, you know, I could imagine her running as an independent, trying to split the vote. I can totally imagine that. And not just her, but a lot of other people too. But, you know, this whole idea of women in politics brings up another interesting thing which happened in Utah this week, which is that now our Utah Supreme Court has a majority of women on it. We now have 3 women and 2 men on the Utah Supreme Court. So that's kind of interesting.
I can't help but applaud that. I think that's magnificent.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because I think there are some key issues coming up before the court, from what I've heard, that a woman might have a different view than a man on it. So that'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
That reminds me, Nancy, of when I'm going to get this wrong, but when they asked Ruth Bader Ginsburg how many female justices would be the right number of females on the U.S. Supreme Court? And she said 9. So, Shauna, what do you make of what we saw with Liz Cheney this week, and also about this interesting point that Nancy brings up about now with the majority of justices being female in Utah?
I kind of fall in Susan's feeling about Liz Cheney as a person. I know she's kind of a lightning rod figure ever since 2020 election, but I kind of, as having been a registered Republican my whole life, but feeling more and more distanced from, I guess, I don't know who's where is the camp of all the, it feels like there's a camp over here and there's a camp over here, and I'm just not sure where I belong in politics anymore. I feel like I have an interesting blend of I'm more liberal or progressive thinking on some issues, but very traditionally conservative on some. I think I'm a very hardcore moderate, I guess you could call me. And so I found it really refreshing, whether or not, I guess, people can disagree with her opinion, but her willingness to not back down for the sake of keeping her seat, I think, is honorable. We need more people willing to do that, because Individuals just seeking to keep power is not going to get us in a good place. So I don't know. Mm. But I also love the fact that we have, you know, a majority female Supreme Court.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I know the time is almost gone. May I ask you what you're working on? What are you focusing on? Let's start with you, Nancy.
Well, I'm leading out on a Jordan School District tax hike referendum because a lot of people are very unhappy with the 26% tax hike they just enacted. And they want to have a chance to vote on it. And they feel like, you know, a majority of the citizens won't support it, the taxpayers. So we need to give them that choice. I love the referendum right that is in our state constitution. And most people don't understand the power that it gives them when they're unhappy with something that their legislative bodies have done. So we'll be leading out on that over the next month and a half.
I'll look forward to talking with you more about that. Shauna, what are you focusing on right now? School, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. School, trying to, like, kind of keep my little family intact, myself sane as we are doing all of these. We have a lot of big changes. I mean, I have a new grandchild. I'm a first-time grandma as about 3 months ago. It can be a little bit nuts. But we're just trying to, like, do all the good things and enjoy it while we do it.
I'm sure you are, Shauna. That's just your nature. What about for you, Susan?
Okay, so what we're focusing on at work is our big conference coming up for the Utah League of Cities and Towns. A lot of communities are facing serious growth issues. It's inevitable. We're growing. Utah's really got some lovely attributes that are attractive to a lot of folks outside and inside. I mean, we want our kids to stay in Utah, and they want to stay in Utah. And we want to be close together as a family. So we're talking about a lot of growth issues. This is coming up in October, including like short-term rentals and housing issues, housing affordability. We're talking about transportation issues. So there's that. Personally,
that's huge.
Yes, being a good grandma is just, it's all about that to me. Life is good when you're a grandma, I have to say.
I'm jealous. I want to be a grandma. All right, sorry about that, kids. All right, ladies, will you please come back and see me again?
Love to. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.